Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Asadu Shares. This is Elizabeth Asadu. I'm going to do some chanting. Tuning in. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite, fabulous, amazing, gorgeous, delicious wisdom that's within all of us, and it's all around us. Everywhere we look, there it is. And of course, remember, first of all, to look within yourself, because we have so much. We have so much, and we just don't trust ourselves. Now, you know, I recognize that we're not exactly encouraged to trust ourselves. I wish I'd done that more for my kids, you know, but they're pretty amazing beings, so I think I did pretty darn well. But I sure didn't learn to trust myself. I'm going to turn 60 this year, and I still have times where I'm like, I don't trust. Don't trust my inner knowing, although it's way better than it used to be, I have to say. It's pretty darn good. So anyway, I just spent a fabulous weekend in Portland, Oregon, dancing with a bunch of super fun people. Oh my gosh, it was just, I swear, every time I go to a dance weekend, it's like the best. And then I go to the next one. Oh, it's the best, you know. We went to one a couple weeks ago also that was just super awesome. And anyway, the dancing was so much fun. The music was amazing. And the kind of dancing I do is called contra dancing. And there's always live music and there's a caller. And you always look, the etiquette is to always look in each other's eyes. And so it's just this real sweet love connection feeling that's, I just can't even begin to describe the high of it. And then sometimes it's very melodical dancing, very just, you know, graceful and flowing. And then sometimes it's just stomping fun. Dance as hard and as fast as you can. And oh my God, so much fun. So anyway, good stuff. I'm ready to dance. I had rested yesterday. I'm ready to dance again today. So just feels like lots of good shifts going on. I'm back with the dogs again for another, not quite, about 5 more days, and they've been just super sweet, awesome, awesome dogs, really nice time with them, and my husband and I get together every day and have dinner together, and of course, we spent the whole weekend dancing together, so that was super fun. I was having some moments last week of just like, what the hell, why don't these insecurities that I have just like, why am I not done with those? And so I decided in my classic can-do kind of way to do something about it, even though my guides and angels are always like, just love yourself, honey. Drop the judgments. But one of the things that happened is, so in my part of my tradition of being a Sikh, or at least at this point, I'm what our dear Michael would call a satisfied Sikh, so I don't wear a turban anymore, but I still do a lot of the practices, is the very first prayer in the Sikh holy book is called Japji Sahib. And I think there's maybe 36 or 38 paragraphs or stanzas or whatever you want to call them. They call them puris in that tradition. And they're all, you can use them, each one, for something, you know, so they're all good for something. For instance, I've shared quite often the 19th puri for neutral mind, I like to say non-attachment, and that's been a favorite of mine for years and years. So then I was reading up on like, well, I think maybe I need to do a puti every day and just, you know, really immerse myself in that. Maybe that'll help my insecurity. And so then I read for the 33rd puti, which is one I have done forever and ever and ever. And I tend to use, for some reason, I've used this one to help me kind of relax and go to sleep. So then this is what it said. It destroys the ego, brings home my divinity, removes negativity. It neutralizes destructive nature. It's a total surrender to the ego's consciousness. And I just thought, oh my God, that is just so perfect. And I just laughed that I had been doing that one. So I'm going to chant that for you today. And so that one I have repeated over and over and over and over and over again for years, not exactly realizing. I'm sure it totally has helped me. And of course, the angels are laughing and giggling with me, saying, of course it's helped you. And of course you knew exactly what you needed to do for yourself. And really, it's all the bottom line is loving yourself and dropping the judgments, relaxing a little bit, taking it easy, finding the joy. Where's the joy? For me, dancing brings me so much joy. I just can't even begin to describe the ineffable bliss of the whole thing. So it's kind of like, really, what brings you joy? Where do you find your joy? And that's the important thing in everything. And yes, sometimes we have to do things, chores or whatever, that we're maybe not thrilled about. So how do you find the joy in that? And I know I've talked about this a lot. So anyway, right now I'm sitting here on the couch and petting the dog and just feeling pretty darn happy and joyful. And I was trying to think of what else I was supposed to talk about today. Boy, I'm just feeling like really darn peaceful and certainly a lot recovered. I was such a zombie person. We didn't get back into town till like 2, or I got the dogs at 2, and then by the time I got back to the house, it was 3, and I had to take a nap because I hadn't been sleeping. I think one of the things about dancing so much is the energy is so high, and then it takes me a little to wind down, and then I don't even really sleep that well. Considering the amount of exercise I'm doing, you'd think I'd sleep really well, but I think there's just so much amazing energy that it probably keeps me awake, and angels are saying yes. So I'm kind of like, and the dogs woke me up at 7. They were kind of jumping on top of me this morning. So I'm still kind of looking forward to some good little nap today, and we'll have to take the dogs for a nice walk. And anyway, good stuff going on. Let's see, what did the angels have to say today? They're just saying, oh, darlings, love yourself, absolutely. Feel yourself moving out of 3D humdrum life, out of 3D old ways of doing things, out of 3D habits, out of 3D shoulds, out of 3D thinking you must do X, X, and X. Just release all that and tune into your inner knowing and really just let yourself feel what would bring me joy right this second. And they're saying that is your path. So they're showing me this lovely, so I'm kind of in this walkway of like beautiful trees, and it's kind of winding off into the distance. And they're showing that there's these, it's not a breadcrumb trail, it's a rose petal trail. And it's like these little rose petals are floating down not a huge rain of them. It's not like a big snowstorm, but it's more like, oh, okay, here's some rose petals over here. Follow, come over this way. Oh, now there's some rose petals over there. Come this way. And so they're saying that however you want to imagine your path, that you can see it as a rose petal path. You can see it as a breadcrumb path. You can see it as, maybe it's a little, they're showing little seashells path. Maybe it's grains of sand. they're showing me now it's like bagels or donuts, you know, like whatever you need that's clear to you. You know, maybe it is a bigger items. You know, maybe it's big stones or big, maybe it's trees. Maybe it's, whatever works for you, that's something that's filled with meaning for you. But we have to remember to pause, you know. We get in such a hurry, I know I do, of, I got to go here, I got to go there, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to talk about this, I have to talk about that. And we just don't, you know. The world is crazy and so speeded up, but we don't have to fall into that. We just don't. I was thinking, it makes me think about back when I was going to a regular job and thinking that I had to, I would get up extra early so I didn't have to rush, because I hate rushing so much. And so I would get up an hour, at least an hour earlier than I needed to leave. Usually more than that, maybe even 2 hours earlier, so I could have plenty of time to get ready and I could eat and I could read my book for a little bit. And that was my way, and have, you know, a little quiet before I rushed off into the world, rushed off. So anyway, remembering to pause, you know, it's like press that pause button for a second. And what would feel good for you? What would feel right for you? What would bring you joy? And the angels say, yes, I have talked about this a lot, but this is such important, it's such an important message. And yes, it is simple, but almost extraordinarily complicated at the same time, because we don't trust that, oh, well, that's all I have to do is find what brings me joy. I mean, it's actually really pretty profound. And we humans, we just try to complicate things so much. So anyway, good shit happening. Finding the joy. I'm thinking today, I'm like, I want to go dancing again. And I thought, I'll have to put on some, I've been listening to the Contra music, and it's just such happy music. And I'm thinking maybe I should try to take Zumba again. I just miss doing that. So much fun. I'm excited in my, class. I'm taking this exercise class 3 mornings a week, and on Cinco de Mayo, I get to lead the class in a little salsa, in a song. So that's going to be kind of fun. So I'm going to do that chant one more time, and then I have about a minute left, so that'll wrap up the show. Akin the Jordan, Chupin the Jordan, Jordan among the day, Nana Jordan, Jordan a Jeevan a modern age Jordan, Jordan a Raj Malamanasor, Jordan a Surati Gyan Vichar, Jordan a Jugati Chute Sansar, Jisahat the Jordan Karveke Soe, Nanak Utamanichana Koe. So the M&Ms are here and they're waving and they're blowing kisses. And they're so happy. And I still have moments where I'm like, Michael, I just want to talk to you on the phone. He's holding up a huge phone. Like, okay, let's do it. So anyway, that's the end of the show for this week. I love you all very, very much, and have a beautiful, blessed, wonderful day. Mwah. Let's see if I can end this. There we go.